Session 524, Chapter 3, Verse 190, A Continuation.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for the people who possess understanding. Chapter 3, verse 190. In the previous sessions, we touched on some of God's blessings on land and sea. Today, we will focus on cosmic phenomena. The alternation of night and day holds many meanings, for the day to come after the night means that each is a successor to the other, and that represents the concept of time. Days are bright and a time for movement and production, while nights are dark and a place of stillness and rest. So the differences between day and night are not just one sign. They hold countless signs for consideration. It is as if God is telling us that we, as individuals, cannot understand every blessing of His signs, but each may appreciate one or two aspects from which he or she benefits. As humanity advances in knowledge and technology, a new understanding of God's signs will emerge till the day of judgment. Such miracles can only be fully comprehended by those with insight and true understanding who look at matters with full mindfulness of the Provider. You should never separate the blessing from the one who is blessed. Why? Because it is much easier to appreciate God's signs when you are not preoccupied with worldly pleasures. Keep in mind that God has always provided for you. He provided for you when He created you out of nothing. He provided for you throughout your childhood and youth when you were oblivious to His presence and will continue to provide for you till the day you die, regardless of your faith or appreciation. People of understanding are deeply grateful to God for all His blessings. However, those who take God's provisions for granted and neglect the Provider will never enjoy the true depth of His blessings. Let me explain. The true meaning of blessings, translated from the Arabic baraka, is to reap the full depth and benefits of God's gifts. Allah may give you provisions through means and causes, but He will not instill the blessing, baraka, if you only take the provision and forget about the one who provided. If you remember God every step of the way, you will receive both, the provision and the blessings hidden within it. Only those with true understanding can see the difference. God says, "And remember when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are thankful, I will most certainly give you more, but if you are ungrateful, surely my punishment is severe.'" Chapter 14, verse 7. When you are mindful of the Provider, the fruits of your actions do not just benefit you, but they also extend to all those around you. Allah taught us the secret phrase we should say when we receive a provision. This is the will of God. There is no strength except with God.
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
In other words, this is not from my work or effort, but it is the will and strength of God. Glory be to Him. If you see blessings in your wealth, child, appearance, food, or clothing, say,
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
This is the will of God. There is no strength except with God. And you will never experience any harm at all in these provisions. Why? Because you have attributed them to the one who created them, ensuring their protection. To understand the difference between provision and the blessings hidden within, listen to the following story from the Quran. Tell them the example of two men. To one of them we gave two gardens of grapevines, surrounded them with date palms, and put fields in between. Both gardens yielded fruit and did not fail in any way. We made a stream flow through them, and so he had abundant fruit. One day, while talking to his friend, he said, "I have more wealth and a larger following than you." He went into his garden and wronged himself by saying, "I do not think this will ever perish, or that the last hour will ever come. Even if I were to be taken back to my Lord, I would certainly find something even better there." chapter 18, verses 32 through 36. So what did his friend say to him? The verse continues, "His companion said to him, while they were arguing, 'Do you disbelieve in him who created you from dust, then out of a mere drop of seminal fluid, then fashioned you into a perfect man? But for me, he is God, my Lord, and I will never associate any partner with my Lord. If only when you entered your garden you had said, "This is God's will. There is no power except by God. Although you see, I have less wealth and offspring than you. It may well be that my Lord will give me something better than your vineyard and send on your vineyard a calamity from heaven so that it becomes a barren waste, or its water may sink so deep into the ground that you will never be able to reach it again." And so it was destroyed, and there he was, wringing his hands over what he had invested in it, as it drooped on its trellises, and saying, "Oh, if only I had not associated anyone with my Lord." And he had, apart from God, none, no troop of men to help him, nor could he be of any help to himself. For thus it is. All power to protect belongs to God, the true. He is the best for reward and the best for the outcome. Chapter 18, verses 37 through 44. It is imperative for you not to be deluded by the existence of provision in your life and not take pride in the illusion that you made it happen. Why? Because if you truly made it happen, then you should have no problem keeping it, right? Can you guarantee not losing your child, money, home, or health? No one can, not for a single hour. Even the Karun, one of the wealthiest men who ever lived, could not. God said, "But he answered, 'This wealth was given to me on account of the knowledge I possess.' Did he not know that God had destroyed many generations before him, who had greater power than him and built up greater wealth? The guilt will not be questioned about their sins. He went out among his people in all his pomp, and those whose aim was the life of this world said, 'If only we had been given something like what Karun had been given. He really is a very fortunate man.' But those who had been given knowledge said, 'Woe to you! Allah's reward is better for those who have iman and act rightly, but only the steadfast will obtain it. We caused the earth to swallow him and his home. He had no one to help him against God, nor could he defend himself. The next day, those who had, the day before, wished to be in his place exclaimed, 'Woe to us! It is God alone who gives what he will abundantly or sparingly to whichever he will of his creatures. If God had not been gracious to us, he would have caused the earth to swallow us too. Alas, indeed, those who deny the truth will never prosper.'" Chapter 28, verses 78 through 82. Yes, in life, if you work, you will earn, and if you sow, you will harvest. But worldly means can only give you material gains. They can never instill blessings, barakah, in your earnings. Only Allah can increase beyond the means by His grace. Those who ignore this may see their earnings turn against them and cause headaches and regret. God says, "Believers, do not let your wealth and your children distract you from remembering God. Those who do so will be the ones who lose. Give out of what we have provided for you before death comes to one of you." And he says, "My Lord, if you would only reprieve me for a little while, I would give in charity and become one of the righteous. Allah will not give anyone more time once their time has come. Allah is aware of what you do." Chapter 63, verses 9 through 11.
The messenger said, "My Lord, my people treat this Quran as something to be ignored." Chapter 25, verse 30. Do not abandon God's book. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.